So we refer only to the numbers of people who are in approved emergency accommodation awarded by the local authorities. There may actually be more people that haven't counted in those figures, but in any case, I mean, the figures are absolutely horrendous. I mean, we really have had a massive increase, both from last month and from last year. I mean, the figures are up. There's 39 children in emergency accommodation in September. That's up from 22 in August of 2022 and up from 12 in August of 2021. So really you have the figures trebling from this time last year. And we don't have an awful lot more information about the circumstances in relation to child dependence, because those figures are the only information published by the government.
We do know that there is an objective to end homelessness in a few years' time. I wouldn't imagine that you're too optimistic as it relates to that plan.
Well, I mean, the objective is to end homelessness by 2030, it's not yet possible to say that there's a clear plan on how to do that fully. I mean, the objective at the moment, and we do support the idea that we need much more housing in the region. There is a huge deficit of affordable rental properties in the region for families who can't provide their own housing. The local authorities has a waiting list across the region of around 1,550 households waiting to be homed. The HAP system, which is designed to provide families with an income equivalent to what they would have had if they were living in local authority houses, is inadequate.